Hey everybody, it's Aaron Ramsey. Hope you're doing awesome. Well, forgive me for my little nasally action going on in my nose. I've got allergies and it just happens to be that time of year. So anyway, I wanted to continue our little 411s on legacy, and today I'll just start out by saying sometimes we have to say no to a lot of great things to say yes to what we really want. And so I'm gonna share a story, going back many, many years for my wife and I. So, I'm 48 years old. We were married in our young, kind of early 20s, and our first year of marriage was terrible. We actually came to a point where we looked at each other and said, either we're gonna change the way we're living our lives, or we're gonna divorce. And luckily, we changed the way we were living, and we stuck it out. And so it's weird, our marriage, we kicked it off in a wrong way, but luckily we made a lot of good changes. But one of the changes that we wanted to do was have children. And my wife was never on birth control from the beginning. And so for, you know, in our 20s, we just tried to have children. You know, we did all of the things that everybody does. You know, you track your temperature, and you write little logs down, or you do all those crazy things. And then, not crazy, but, you know, things that are important to figure out how to get pregnant. And then we started down the infertility path, and we did everything we could. This was years in now. Everything we could short of IVF. We did Clomid, and we did IUIs, and, you know, just a lot of different things to try to get pregnant. And it just didn't happen for whatever reason. So we did that, I think, for about 6 or 7 years. And we sat down one day and we said, okay, what are our options? You know, and we met with a fertility doctor, and the doc said, well, you know, really, if you're going to get pregnant, you kind of need to do a IVF. And so we decided that instead of doing IVF at that time, that we were going to adopt. And we chose the country of Haiti. And so we started that process, went through all of the home studies and getting certified and all that good stuff. And we were then placed with two twin boys, Haitian boys, and that was in 2008. And we started visiting them in 2009. And then in 2010, that big earthquake happened in Haiti, and we were able to get our children home, our boys home, earlier than what we had originally thought. We thought it was going to be another year, but due to the earthquake, they allowed adopted children to leave on humanitarian parole. But before that, when we had our home study, when we were waiting for Ethan and Brecken to come home, we also did foster care. So we learned a lot about, you know, children and children in need, and how that worked, and kind of the need that happens when you bring adopted children into your home. And so when the boys came home, my wife was very strict in some of the things that we did. So for example, we were the only two that would help, you know, change their diapers. You know, they were 2 years old. They still were kind of wearing diapers at that time because they were growing up in an orphanage. In fact, Brecken was 16 pounds when he was 2 years, 3 months, which is, he was very small. So we had to, you know, we were the only two to feed, help them eat, and we never left them with other people for a night for quite a while. So we had a lot of people that wanted to help, and it was all good intentions, but my wife and I would say no to those things in the hope that we would be able to say yes down the road. And so my wife had a wonderful vision of how do we do this the right way, where we can bond with our adopted children, and we could, you know, we can do the things that we want to do here and really raise them the way we want them to be raised right out of the gate. And all those things that we said no to, they were all very good things had we said yes, but we said no. And the whole purpose was to raise our children in a way where they would connect with us as parents, and they would bond with us, and they would grow up, and they would eat, and they would get healthy, and they would gain weight, and all the things that, you know, that when you adopt sometimes internationally, those are things that you fight against, because, you know, children are often unhealthy. And Ethan and Brecken were no they were unhealthy. You know, they had multiple surgeries when they came home as well. So they're 17 years old now, and due to all those things that we said no to, I'm just so happy that, you know, we've got these great young men that love life, and they're healthy, and they're doing well in school, and we're connected so closely with them, and we love them, and they love us, and all of the beautiful things that we hoped for when they first came home has come to pass. And so, you know, we had to say no to a lot of good things in order to say yes and achieve what we have today. And so I hope that's an encouragement to you today as you're thinking about your legacy and what you are doing, and knowing that sometimes you may have to say no, and you may even struggle with that. You may, in your mind, you may be like, boy, I know I need to say no here, but should I? And just know that if you're saying no, so that you can say yes, or that you can achieve something later, it's all worth it. So hope it's a blessing to you. Live a life of love. We'll talk to you all soon.